Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yes, Michael's back. Michael's back. You know what time it is, right? It's my favorite hour, the last hour of our show, 7 to 11. Thank you for sticking and staying. And as he joins us, there's a lot to talk about. Michael Battle, how you doing, darling?
I am fantastic. How are you this Sunday?
I'm so happy to hear your voice. My goodness, finally, we had a FaceTime fun conversation the other day, just you, me, and your sister, and it was just a blast. I just love seeing you. You look great. You are feeling great. You haven't been sick at all. I mean, you're doing great, and I cannot tell you, every parent wants their child to do well. So I can see that you are doing well with your new job as well. So welcome back.
Thank you. And yes, it's a godsend because we know, of course, there was COVID going around. On top of that, there were flus and colds and all kinds of things. And we're all living in this time where, you know, you sneeze twice and we're all taking COVID tests. And it got windy here in Los Angeles. So all that dust is going around. But it also is green and beautiful and the plants are blooming, which is surprising because we haven't got much rain. And so we're all sneezing with allergies. So I realized after a couple different COVID tests, like, this is not a cold, it's not COVID, I just need to pop a Claritin and go on about my way. So that's what I did, and it fixed everything. It was perfectly fine after that.
Yeah, Claritin doesn't work for me, and the allergies here in Minnesota started early, man. I mean, people are walking around coughing, the eyes are just running, just the allergies are tough, and they say it has a lot to do, if I'm not mistaken, with the snow that's been on the ground, because now it's melting. You know, most of it is gone. We probably have about 20% left, and that really started the early arrival of the allergies. You remember the allergies in Minnesota. Come on.
I do, but can we just have a moment for you talking about the snow melting? I heard on the weather that rain is coming. I mean, it's happening.
It's
less
happening.
Snow, some warm weather. First day of spring, it's happening. You're almost there, Mom. You're almost to warm
weather. Almost there. But you know what, Michael? I start looking at that, and I say, the first thing I say is, wow, spring is around the corner. And then about 4 or 5 hours later, I go, oh, yeah, spring is around the corner. Hurricanes, earthquakes. Okay, Geraldine, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Pray about it. Let it go. That actually happened to me this time.
No, see, don't do that. None of those things are in Minnesota. And if anybody in the country deserves some warm weather, it's Minnesotans. So I say enjoy every moment that it is above freezing and getting warmer in the Twin Cities.
We do have not hurricanes, but earthquakes. I mean, Yeah, we do have earthquakes every now and then. However, what we have most are tornadoes when it comes to bad weather. Yeah. Yeah, so there you go.
Well, you may have heard, I think I mentioned to you last time we spoke here, that Los Angeles dropped its mask mandate everywhere. I think last weekend it was official in L.A. City, L.A. County. It dropped the weekend before that. Point is, we are out in these streets. People in L.A. are free. We are out and sparkly and dazzled, and the clubs are packed. The restaurants are packed. The Ubers are packed. Everywhere you go, it is packed. People are out in this city, and we feel like we have, you know, a little respite here from the rules, and hopefully we can get all this fun packed in before the next wave comes, whenever it does come. But I think we all know that this is going to be our lives now, you know, cycles of variants coming through. But right now, you know, it's been warm here for a while, but our spring is very much our spring. It is a new time, and people are stepping out. And, well, obviously Thursday was St. Patrick's Day, so, you know, I met some people out. Had a low-key Thursday evening because obviously it's a work night. Went to work Friday in the office, got to meet some people in person in the office, which was fantastic. And then Friday night, I'm sitting on the couch, and Joey's there staring at his phone. And I'm kind of tired. I've been up really early. And, excuse me, I wanted to go somewhere. Excuse me, allergies. I wanted to go somewhere.
Right.
And eat and, you know, be entertained. But I was like, I don't know where to go. I don't want to just sit at a restaurant. I'm kind of bored. What should I do? And I was like, I wish I could go to a supper club. You know, the Twin Cities has more of this, where you can sit down somewhere, get great food, drinks, and see a show. I mean, you just have one at Crooner's. And that's the kind of experience I would love to go to, where I can see both great entertainment plus eat and get some drinks. And I'm on my phone, and I'm just like, my leg is shaking. I'm like, I'm this close to staying home tonight, but I know if I do that, I'm going to go crazy because it's been a long week, and I just want to get out of the house.
Right.
I'm searching, and I come across this brand new place in Los Angeles called Mainro, M-A-I-N-R-O. And I said, oh, yeah, it's new. It's kind of what LA used to do in the early 2000s. There's like a it's like Vegas, you know. It's there's lights everywhere inside, and there's a show that happens. It's kind of like a 20s inspired thing, and there's drinks and food, and there's a dress code. And I was like, oh my god, this sounds amazing. I pulled the pictures. It looks so cool, futuristic almost. And I'm like, this is that thing. I go online, can't get a reservation. Of course, it's a book. It's the night of. It's brand new, LA hotspot. I was like, you know what? Let me just call them. So I called them?
You call, like in them. L.A., you just picked up the phone and called them?
I'm
near the time, right? I mean, you know this at that time when it's going to be packed, and you called them.
7:15 p.m. on a Friday night, online, there's no reservations. I just say, what the heck? I call them. They pick up the phone. I say, hey, I'm sure you don't, but any chance of a table for two tonight? She goes, huh, if you could get here by 7:45, but absolutely no later than 7:45, I could seat you. Can you do that? And I say calmly, yes.
No.
Okay, great. I give her my name, my number, good to go. Hang up the phone. And then I realize I'm in my underwear on my couch. I haven't shaved. I haven't showered. Joey, in his underwear, just laying there. We smell. We haven't done nothing. And I lean over to Joey and I said, I need to listen.
Too much information.
I listened very carefully. I said to him, we have to be dressed and fabulous and in Hollywood in 20 minutes and go. Joey says he's never seen me get dressed so fast.
I've never seen you get dressed that fast. You don't get up that fast.
No. When I tell you in 15 minutes, I was showered, shaved, sparkly, like shirt from the dry cleaner, out, crispy, boots, like fresh to death, walking out the door, ready to go to the new hotspot in Hollywood, called the Uber Black, got it, hopped in there, and the Uber driver kind of heard from our conversations. I kept saying, like, oh, you know, she said 7:45, and it's our fault, we're a little late, but I just hope it'll still be open. And he kind of pushed on the gas a little bit more. He kind of got the idea.
Yeah.
Got us there. We got there at 7:47. 2 minutes late, but she let us in. Good to go. We sit down. This place was extraordinary. So the walls.
Now, wait. You told me that the last time you were on, that there was a place you went to that was extraordinary. This is even more? This is even better?
Oh, this is a whole different level. So imagine a long rectangular restaurant. Again, it's very much Las Vegas style. custom walls made of huge strips of polished metal, like stacked. It's kind of hard to describe, but intermittently amidst those strips of metal are custom LCD video screens that create these large
LCD, not LED.
LCD, yeah, same kind of thing, a type of TV projection. So there's video imagery happening on the walls mixed into these huge pieces of custom metal. The ceiling has these like hexagons and triangles, all these different shapes that can move on the ceiling, but they're all also covered in strips of custom LCD video. And then there's this big stage with these two circular staircases cascading down, as you would see in kind of an old school performance hall, but with a massive screen that's also layered in texture. I mean, the whole thing was comprised of custom materials, custom video screens that would project these wild images throughout the walls and the ceiling. And then you're in these cushy, beautiful velvet booths and chairs, and everything is all the fixtures are amazing. Everyone's all dressed up. And then one of the shows starts, and it's a woman in a sparkling, shimmering outfit, and she rises up from the ground on the stage, main area, singing. The spotlight hits her, and there's a show with her. And then later on in the evening, as we're eating steak and sushi and having wonderful drinks, there are two women that come out.
No, you're not going to rub this in. What?
There are two women that come out and get hooked up to harnesses in the ceiling, and they do a whole dance performance show in the ceiling, spinning around with feather boas and sparkles. When I tell you, I had a blast. I was in my element. Everybody loved my shirt. In fact, the woman who was performing was wearing black and white sparkles like I was. And she came over and sat by our table and hung out with us for a while because we matched. And it was a whole thing.
Just because you matched.
Yeah. And it's funny.
That's so LA, dude.
Barry, there's two seatings. And they actually lost a few reservations for the evening. I guess people canceled. So we got to stay from the late first seating through the second as it almost began to transition over into a very high-end nightclub. We're not before, right? We left before it fully transitioned over, but we got to stay and hang out and kind of see the crowd coming in. And it was so Hollywood. I mean, people were decked out. And then, of course, Chris Brown, the singer, he walks in with his whole entourage and two bodyguards, and they go to a table. And then I went to the restroom, and I was walking out. This really short guy was like, "Oh man, what's going on, man? Good to see you. That show's so cool, man." He's like, "Yeah, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "I'm just hanging out." He's like, "Yeah, I'm here with my girl. It's her birthday. I have me and 12 girls upstairs. Like, it's wild, man. Come hang out." And I'm like, "This is so Hollywood. Jim and 12 beautiful women at a custom table." And he almost just seemed happy to see another dude. And then, like, he was like, "Oh, please just come upstairs. It's just me and all these women. I need some, like, hey, man, come say hi."
Did you go up?
You know, I went up later on just to see the upstairs area. But they
did you go up? Did you go up?
I did say hi. But it literally was one very kind, very short young man and 12 beautiful women for his girlfriend's birthday. And it was... just an amazing, amazing night. We had a great time.
You're talking about the Chris Brown. You're talking about, you know.
Yes,
the Chris Brown.
Who beat up his girlfriend.
I was going to say, don't call Rihanna Chris Brown.
Exactly. No. I mentioned him, but not sure if it's a good thing that he was there. But yes, the multi-award-winning, very famous, and in this case, infamous,
Abusive.
Chris Brown, yes. Abusive, that guy.
There you go. Okay, so you had a great time.
I had a great, great time. I got to wear sparkles. I got to wear a sparkly shirt. You know how I love going to places where I can wear a costume. there was a short moment in the
What shoes or boots did you wear, though, before you give me this other part? What type of shoes or boots? I mean, I'm not asking for the name or anything. Just what color? Were they sparkly?
Black shoes. They're black shoes, high polish, sharp point, sparkly jeans, sparkly shirt. It was a whole thing. And look, the whole evening was great. There was one part of the evening I wasn't too cool with. You know, I almost wanted to, like, talk to the manager or something, and it's where they asked me to pay the bill. You know, that part,
right, you didn't know.
A little challenging.
You didn't know.
You know, I feel like one should know whenever everyone's just so nice. All the waiters and waitresses are gorgeous. They're actual models serving you food, and they're all dressed up, and there's a theme, everything. Like, when it's that nice, I'm like, oh, would you like another drink? Oh, do you want some more? Would you like some more of these? And then that bill comes, just a little piece of paper. And it comes in like a leather bound, folded, like velvet interior. Even the bill is presented nicely. It's like, here you go, sir. Here is this nice book.
How long did it take you to get over the shock? I mean, you must have been sitting there for about an hour and a half before you finally said, okay.
No, because that's the rule in Los Angeles. When that bill comes, you have to glance at it and act like it's nothing. Because people literally watch. Especially, here's the kicker. If you are a black person in a nice restaurant, people will watch you look at the bill like you didn't know. It's a whole L.A. game. The bill comes, you have to glance at it, and literally immediately close the book
close
and then keep talking as you take out your card and put it in there as if nothing was happening. Like, oh, yeah, and this is that. And then they take the bill away. Everyone around you calms down. Like, oh, he's one of us. And as soon as they stop
he's
looking,
one of us?
Yeah. As soon as they calm down, like, oh, well, he just paid the bill, right? Everyone looks away. Then you lean forward and go, oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Next time you come home, I'm taking you to Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I am always joyful and happy when my son is on with me on Sunday nights. So thank you for sticking and staying for the Mom and Michael Hour. Hey, Michael, I want to tell you that several people at our show the other night, Javita and I did a show at Crooner's Supper Club, which is beautiful. You guys have to get over there and see the changes they've made. Wow. But many people said, the Mom and Michael Hour, just love the Mom and Michael Hour. Aww. So that was really special, really special. So what was the name of this place one more time? Main Row.
So M-A-I-N-R-O is the name of the restaurant in Hollywood. And it was fun. It was fun. It was beautiful. I got to dress up. It was great. So
okay, but when you got the bill, tell me, you know, did you faint?
No.
You don't have to tell me what it was. Just tell me, was it shocking?
It was absolutely shocking. It was the most expensive dinner bill I think I've seen in a year. In several months. And usually there's more than two of us at the table. So it was a lot more than I expected. But again, you had to play it cool. I knew it was going to be a lot. But we had a good time. I might not go back for 2 years, as I have to, you know.
But you would go back, would you?
Michael, I got to give you credit. I think what I was deciphering, what your mom was trying to say in that question, and I think she was trying to say, don't tell us, you know, exactly how much it was, but just tell us all the digits, where they were lined up with the decimal point. Just tell us how, you know, how they were numbered and ordered. Just tell us that.
He's not going to tell it.
By two, what does it equal? But don't tell me the number, but if I add five, how many times would it multiply into? Yeah, exactly. No, I wasn't going to say the number, but just know that it was a lot. But it was a fantastic experience. It was an extraordinarily Hollywood experience. You know, that's that cliche in a good way experience where it's fabulous, it's dressy, everyone looks like a model. There's someone famous there with bodyguards. People are literally popping bottles. There's sparklers going by. There's a show, flashing lights. I mean, I kid you not, the entrance is an actual red carpet with a red velvet rope and a bodyguard out there to, like, check you before you walk in to make sure that you dress appropriately. Like, that is the kind of experience they're trying to create there, and they succeeded.
Okay, was it black on the outside?
Oh, yeah. I went to the wrong
Oh, store. Seriously?
I mean, I jumped up the Uber. I saw a giant 12-foot door with a huge handle, and I'm, like, running in thinking I won't get my seat. And I pull the handle, and it's locked. And I was like, oh, no. And then some bodyguard from the place next door. immediately goes around the corner, because I'm sure he's seen every poor schmuck trying to get to that giant door, and he knew it wasn't the right one. He goes around the corner. So I go around the corner, and then I see the red carpet. And I'm like, okay, all right, we're good. And I get up to the rope, and the guy just pauses. And he's like, yes? I'm like, I have a reservation on the battle, 7:45. He goes, okay, cool, and lets me. And I was like, oh, phew, okay, I passed the cool test.
Okay, so the drive and the Uber going back home, Joy's in the car with you, right?
Yeah.
Silence.
Going home after the dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I stayed out.
Oh, no.
After that night.
Wait, because I know we, bro, do we have time, Jonathan, to tell another story?
I'll quickly allow it.
He says he will allow it.
It isn't the whole story. My other friend, Kofi, was trying to meet me at this place. It's his speed too, but he didn't get there until later on. So I met him. Joey was exhausted. He went home. I jumped in Kofi's car. We went to another cool restaurant and another place. We just kept going. So the night was young. It was truly a Hollywood night.
Okay, keep talking then. But wait. Tell us about the second place. You got about 3 minutes maybe?
Isabel is a restaurant also in Hollywood. And it's, again, restaurant has a quiet bar, upscale, but like I mentioned at the top, people are back out in these streets. And so these things are materialistic. They're very cliche to Los Angeles, but we haven't seen them in 2 years. So we roll up to Isabel just to go to the bar and have a nice drink. And I kid you not, the parking is, I think there were two Rolls Royces, a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, and I think a custom G-Wagon in, like, bright green. And you go inside, everyone's just hanging out. Like, oh, it's just quiet. We're having some hors d'oeuvres. We're having some drinks. Everyone's covered in Gucci. And, I mean, it was just, it's a very L.A. scene, but we're all lapping it up. Because normally you do these things every now and then. It's kind of, you know, oh, that's an L.A. thing. But we just haven't had that experience, especially not maskless, where you get to go into these places and look and see who's who and show up and sparkle. So we went there. And then ended up in WeHo at Valhalla, which is the place I was talking to you last time, that Lance Bass from NSYNC owns in West Hollywood. That was the place I talked about.
Is it still doing well?
It is, but I was in sparkles and good boots and sparkly jeans. I was like, oh, we're going to Valhalla, because if there was any place to go afterwards, it's the place where people are already in out-of-this-world costumes. Saw more friends of mine. And then we met some other Instagram influencers, and the night just kept going. It was a classic Hollywood
Instagram
night.
Influencers. How old were they? Six? I mean, really?
This is how you know when you're out of the club and you meet a 23-year-old and your initial instinct is to be paternal towards them, that's how you know you maybe shouldn't be in that club.
Amen.
You know, okay. I met this young actor and I was just like, oh, I was like, let me give you advice. You know, you've been here, how long? 8 weeks? Let me tell you. I was like, oh, I'm going to help this person. They're new here. Let me, here are the rules. Here's how it works. You know, I felt like a dad. I was like, maybe I shouldn't be in the club.
Hey, you had that experience when you were young. Was it 18? No. Yeah, 18 years old in Hollywood by yourself, man. And people were coming, you know, I can show you some things. I can teach you. Remember you were sitting at one of the counters at Big Boy.
Oh,
which is that great burger place.
It's a famous place in
Burbank. Toluca.
And the guy was like offering me advice, and before I knew it, the conversation turns into, after the whole, you know, the whole scheme, it turns into, well, if you I can get you an audition for the Will Smith movie, but you have to pay me $700. But, you know, I'll give it to the casting director.
Right now.
I'll let you audition, but you have to pay me. And I was like, oh, here it is. Here it is.
Yeah. I need $700 now so I can buy a burger. You know, that's for real for people. It's real for people. So, Michael, we're going to take a break, do some weather, and come back and hear about the other place you went to. Yeah. Uh-huh. You won't even look at the bill. I know. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Of course, this is the Mom and Michael Hour. I'm having a blast listening to my son's escapades on the weekends. It's really quite remarkable. I'm always surprised at the stories he tells us. And I keep saying to myself, how does that happen? Wow. So, Michael, welcome back.
Thank you so much. So you know that I'm friends with Kevin Pollak. You haven't met him in person,
yep.
But you have met him over FaceTime before when I was in Hawaii for his birthday. And he's been in a ton of movies, but one in particular, Goodfellas, he's quite known for. And so he and his fiance, Jamie, hit us up and said, hey, let's go to dinner. So we went to dinner last night and suggested that we go to a place called Rouse.
R-A-O-S. Spell that one more time.
R-A-O-S, Rouse. And so this is an old-school Hollywood Italian restaurant. It's actually by several of the old studios promptly in the Hollywood area.
Before you continue, Michael, I just want to ask real quick. Is this the – they have their spaghetti sauce, their marinara sauce in stores now, this place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah, so you can actually buy their sauce in stores, and they started off as a really old school Italian restaurant, I believe in Brooklyn from way, way, way back in the day. And then they opened one in Hollywood, I'm not sure the date, but a long time ago, you know, probably decades ago. So this is an old Hollywood haunt. There are several places like this in town that are well-established, you know, that many famous people over the years have gone to these restaurants. People know other people's names, a lot of history there. So it's my first time going, and, you know, they have big portions, amazing pasta, really good food, everything was delicious, the meatballs were extraordinary. But Kevin says, hey, yeah, we'll see if Johnny Roast Beef is here. And I said, I'm sorry, what?
Johnny, what?
Johnny Roast Beef. So there's a character in Goodfellas named Johnny Roast Beef, and I haven't seen the movie in a while, but I guess Scorsese liked the nickname of the real actor, Johnny Williams, but his nickname was Roast Beef, that he actually added to the character in the movie. So he became Johnny Roast Beef in the movie itself, playing like an Italian mobster. But this actor was from Rouse in Brooklyn, and he was hired to kind of be a host. Not a host like you walk the door and check in, but to come in and just – his job was to walk around all the tables at the original restaurant and greet people and say hello and crack jokes and kind of warm the room up, know the faces, et cetera. And I think that's how, in part, that's how he was discovered for that movie. And he's been in a bunch of other films besides Goodfellas, but this is a connection. But he works at the Hollywood one and has for years. And we weren't sure if he was going to be there. And he was. He walked in, and he is a caricature. I have never experienced this person who so much embodies Italian mobster, whose job it is to come to your table and crack jokes. And, of course, he knew Kevin from Goodfellas and Scorsese and all that stuff. And they're talking about the good old time. And I'm just in this old school restaurant with a celebrity, with this guy, and they're telling stories. I'm eating amazing pasta. And it was just one of those moments, like, I want to know everything about this man's life, where you live, what you do for fun, because he seemed to love it. He loved coming in there in his suit and watching people eat pasta and just having this whole Italian experience. And then the table next to us, oh, they were fabulous. It was like Real Housewives of New Jersey. I have never seen so much bling and hair and makeup.
Oh, yeah.
One lady was darker than me. I was like, that is a tan. Now, that's how you do it right there. She was just dark orange, and they were just bracelets and diamonds and purses. They looked gorgeous and powerful. And I was like, can I have a camera? I literally felt like I was on the set of a movie somewhere, whatever else. And, of course, being there with, again, two of the cast members of Goodfellas, it was a true Hollywood moment. Not the sparkling lights, not the more contemporary version of it. It was the old school Hollywood version. So I was just such a completion to a weekend where I got to spend two great nights in Hollywood proper. And only here can you have those nights.
Wow. I looked him up, by the way, and when his picture opened up on his on a bio for him, he looked like he's a gangster, man. I'm talking,
he does,
we'll chop your head off kind of guy. It just looks like the old tropes, you know, these mafia
like.
People.
Yes. Those are the roles he plays in movies and TV shows, and that's how he behaves in presentation normally. That is his entire persona, and he comes to the table, and he's a very large man. And you look up, and you're like, oh, God. And here's the thing. We had an early dinner, and there was a big table in the back, right? And there was a very old priest in the full suit who came up kissing hands, and I was like, is there a meeting in the back? Should I be here?
Right.
Should we have? I got an old Italian priest. I've got a hold of the people in suits. I mean, it was something. It really felt like I had been transported into a whole different world of Hollywood power.
A Scorsese movie or something.
Exactly. I was in a Scorsese movie. I was like, okay, if I look around closely, I'll see an allegory to Jesus, because that's what he does in all of his films. So where is it? Where is that overhead shot? Anyway, that was a bit film nerd of me. But yeah, it was a very exciting experience.
Man, you had a great weekend, and a great week, in fact. So what a blessing. And I know, Michael, that you're having the time of your life, and I know that you are staying safe and that you are cautious, and, you know, because people are still hunting black men. There's no doubt about it. So just be careful out there. And I just love that you're having these experiences. I never had those kind of experiences except, you know, a few times when your uncles and aunts were on Broadway and I had a chance to go to opening night. And then we went to that really famous restaurant where you and I and Les and Sherry went. Sardi's, that's Sardi's. It. Yeah. That's where, Gospel Colonus, when it opened on Broadway, that's where we all went. And wow, I'm just blown away by it. You know, when you get a chance to be in greatness. And of course, I had a chance to work with Garrison Keillor in the movie and Meryl Streep and, you know, people like that. But I don't have those kind of stories.
Oh, but you do. That's the thing. That isn't a fair statement at all. My affinity for these kind of experiences and kind of nights are because you showed them to me first and you had them first. You know, so you performing with Prince in huge stadiums, being on tour with him, being on, not on tour, but on stage with him, performing with George Clinton, performing with, Ray Romano, huge comedian. Like, you've gotten to hobnob and hang out with the Hollywood elite for years. And it's really, really cool to have been there with you for some of those experiences, been at some of those parties, some of those events. But even better than seeing someone in the restaurant is being on stage with them and being backstage talking about the show. That's the really cool stuff you've got to do.
Wow. When you put it like that, I think to myself, I really am this age. I really am.
No,
you just started naming things. Yeah, I'm like, wow. How old am I?
Before we get you in any more trouble, we need to break. We must break right
okay,
now.
Okay, we have to break.
Otherwise, digging the hole deeper, Michael. Dig the hole deeper.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Let's go on.
We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:51 here at WCCO, and the Mom and Michael Hour is wrapping up this time. It has been such a blast with my son. And Michael, I wanted to ask you, you know, this is the time to really pay attention to the Supreme Court, because as they say in politics on USA Today, anything can happen. And so they did this article about what to watch for in the Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's hearing, which is this week. So, wow, man, she's 54. I've read a lot about her, and I'm just wondering if you're going to be watching or coming by the time you're off from work. Are you going to look and see how did it go this day and that day? I mean, are you into it?
Absolutely not. I find that whole situation to be so overly political and stressful and silly. Just put her through. What is the problem? She's wildly qualified. She's a great fit. Stop it. Put her through. It doesn't change the balance of the court at all. She's replacing a liberal. Put her through. Right. And people, you know, looking for reasons, and then Republicans that maybe supported her in the past who are like, well, I don't know. It's like the last guy and the last two people to get pushed through to the Supreme Court were challenging on multiple levels, okay? Multiple levels, and yet somehow still got through. And here we are people are nitpicking, trying to find something to hang on, to go, well, maybe look into that.
Oh, they have something to hang on. Oh, yeah. She's black. That's it. That's what they're hanging on to. We can't have her in the court on the court because she's black.
And it's like you can be an accused rapist and be on the court, and that's perfectly all right, but not be a black woman and get in the court. So I get that these hearings are theater, whether it's a person on either side of the aisle. It's always going to be a big show. People on both sides are going to try to take the person down because it's about control. I get that, but I think we're exhausted. This isn't normal politics. This isn't a normal year. You know, this is a couple years of a pandemic. No one. I don't have the patience and tolerance for that level of petty theatricality in politics anymore. I just want you to push us through, have a functioning court so that we can get back to avoiding World War III and avoiding, or rather preventing ourselves from getting whatever next wave is coming down the line. So in the meantime, I'll be out going to places, having fun, distracting myself from the
reality of it all.
Truth of reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we're doing it. That's why I'm telling these stories, because it is a patent shift from the constant cycle of dread that is our country the past couple of years. We're going to live our life while we can, and hope and pray that this new administration can keep things in line better than they were before.
So how are things real quickly in L.A. as far as the budget? How are they, you know, complaining about money? Did they lose a lot of money because of COVID? Did they gain more money because of COVID?
We gain a lot of money because people shop like crazy all around the world, especially here in the U.S., and that boosted up our sales tax considerably. The price of homes are still through the roof. I mean, truly
through the roof. Yeah.
And as it is across the whole country, the job market is extraordinarily strong. I mean, the numbers keep going up. The unemployment keeps going down. The wages are going up, and they have been going up much faster during the pandemic, especially the latter year of the pandemic than they were prior, because there's more leverage for those who are job seeking at this time. So even after all the payments from the government stopped, people still have higher incomes to spend their money. So, yes, inflation is egregiously high. The price of gas is egregiously high. And there's, you know, some fears around the market when it comes to what's happening with Putin and Ukraine. But our job market is fantastic, and people do have more resources to spend. So the states are doing well. They have more resources. But people are complaining here because, as you know, we have the highest homeless population in the U.S., and it is still out of control. Every single street, there are parts of almost every neighborhood in all of L.A. area, the whole thing, all the cities, that are completely covered with homeless encampments. I have them here. They're in Santa Monica. They're in all sorts of high-end areas, and they clear them out, and they come back. And so there's been this debate around, well, what do we do? And people are pissed at the mayor and the governor for not fixing it, because their nice areas now have the truth in front of them. And those who are advocates of the unhoused are saying you can't just kick people around or force them to go to this kind of treatment or that kind of treatment. So that's really been, rather it was top of mind in terms of what's being talked about here before Putin lost his mind and did the things he's done.
Well, now China is talking about Taiwan. They want to go after Taiwan just like he went after Ukraine. So, we'll be hearing a whole lot more about that as well.
Of course. And I mean, in my opinion, that's what this was. I feel like this was Putin testing the waters of what China could do next. And that's why I think in part the Western world has come together so strongly, because they know this is the precursor to shifts around the world.
Wow. Amazing. And of course, the Dow Jones, you were talking about how great it is right now. 3,474.93. Okay, that's
The markets are flying. But wait, really quick, I just want to circle back to you saying you haven't had the Hollywood experiences, and I mentioned earlier hanging out with Jane Fonda, actually you and Grandma, and
let's have 30 seconds
with Cindy Lauper. You hanging out with Cindy Lauper for your birthday?
That's right. She threw a birthday party when I turned 50. Thank you for reminding me. Michael, I adore you. I love you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, this is the Mom and Michael Hour. I'm having a blast listening to my son's escapades on the weekends. It's really quite remarkable. I'm always surprised at the stories he tells us. And I keep saying to myself, how does that happen? Wow. So, Michael, welcome back.
Thank you so much. So you know that I'm friends with Kevin Pollak. You haven't met him in person, yep. But you have met him over FaceTime before when I was in Hawaii for his birthday. And he's been in a ton of movies, but one in particular, Goodfellas, he's quite known for. And so he and his fiancée, Jamie, hit us up at the Hey, let's go to dinner. So we went to dinner last night and suggested that we go to a place called Rouse.
R-A-O-S. Spell that one more time.
R-A-O-S. Rouse. And so this is an old school Hollywood Italian restaurant. It's actually by several of the old studios promptly in the Hollywood area.
Before you continue, Michael, I just want to ask real quick, is this the they have their spaghetti sauce and their marinara sauce in stores now, this place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Yeah, so you can actually buy their sauce in stores, but they started off as a really old school Italian restaurant, I believe in Brooklyn from way, way, way back in the day. And then they opened one in Hollywood, I'm not sure the date, but a long time ago, probably decades ago. So this is an old Hollywood haunt. There are several places like this in town that are well-established, you know, that many famous people over the years have gone to these restaurants. People know other people's names, a lot of history there. So it's my first time going, and, you know, they have big portions, amazing pasta, really good food. Everything was delicious. The meatballs were extraordinary. But Kevin says, hey, yeah, we'll see if Johnny Roast Beef is here. And I said, I'm sorry, what?
Johnny? What?
Johnny Roast Beef. So there's a character in Goodfellas named Johnny Roast Beef. And I haven't seen the movie in a while, but I guess Scorsese liked the nickname of the real actor, Johnny Williams, but his nickname was Roast Beef, that he actually added to the character in the movie. So he became Johnny Roast Beef in the movie itself, playing like an Italian mobster. But this actor was from Rouse in Brooklyn, and he was hired to kind of be a host. Not a host like you walk the door and check in, but to come in and just, his job was to walk around all the tables at the original restaurant and greet people and say hello and crack jokes and kind of warm the room up, know the faces, et cetera. And I think that's how, in part, that's how he was discovered for that movie. And he's been in a bunch of other films besides Goodfellas, but this is a connection. But he works at the Hollywood one and has for years. And we weren't sure if he was going to be there. And he was. He walked in, and he is a caricature. I have never experienced this person who so much embodies Italian mobster, whose job it is to come to your table and crack jokes. And, of course, he knew Kevin from Goodfellas and Scorsese and all that stuff. And they're talking about the good old time. And I'm just in this old school restaurant with a celebrity, with this guy, and they're telling stories. I'm eating amazing pasta. And it was just one of those moments like, I want to know everything about this man's life, where you live, what you do for fun, because he seemed to love it. He loved coming in there in his suit and watching people eat pasta and just having this whole Italian experience. And then the table next to us, oh, they were fabulous. It was like Real Housewives of New Jersey. I have never seen so much bling and hair and makeup.
Oh, yeah.
One lady was darker than me. I was like, that is a tan. Now, that's how you do it right there. She was just dark orange, and they were just bracelets and diamonds and purses. They looked gorgeous and powerful. And I was like, can I have a camera? I literally felt like I was on the set of a movie somewhere, whatever else. And, of course, being there with, again, two of the cast members of Goodfellas, it was a true Hollywood moment. Not the sparkling lights, not the more contemporary version of it. It was the old school Hollywood version. So I was just such a completion to a weekend where I got to spend two great nights in Hollywood proper. And only here can you have those nights.
Wow. I looked him up, by the way, and when his picture opened up on his on a bio for him, he looked like he's a gangster, man. I'm talking, we'll chop your head off kind of guy. It just looks like the old tropes, you know, these mafia
like.
People.
Yes. Those are the roles he plays in movies and TV shows, and that's how he behaves in presentation normally. That is his entire persona, and he comes to the table, and he's a very large man. And you look up, and you're like, oh, God. And here's the thing. We had an early dinner, and there was a big table in the back, right? And there was a very old priest in the full suit who came up kissing hands, and I was like, is there a meeting in the back? Should I be here?
Right.
Should we have? I have an old Italian priest. I've got a hold of the people in suits. I mean, it was something. It really felt like I had been transported into a whole different world of Hollywood power.
A Scorsese movie or something.
Exactly. I was in a Scorsese movie. I was like, okay, if I look around closely, I'll see an allegory to Jesus because that's what he does in all of his films. So where is it? Where is that overhead shot? Anyway, that was a bit film nerd of me. But yeah, it was a very exciting experience.
Man, you had a great weekend, and a great week, in fact. So what a blessing. And I know Michael, that you're having the time of your life, and I know that you are staying safe and that you are cautious, and, you know, because people are still hunting black men. There's no doubt about it. So just be careful out there. And I just love that you're having these experiences. I never had those kind of experiences except, you know, a few times when your uncles and aunts were on Broadway and I had a chance to go to opening night. And then we went to that really famous restaurant where you and I and Les and Sherry went.
Sardi's.
Yeah. That's where, you know, Gospel of Colonus, when it opened on Broadway, that's where we all went. And wow, I'm just blown away by it. You know, when you get a chance to be in greatness. And of course, I had a chance to work with Garrison Keillor in the movie and Meryl Streep and, you know, people like that. But I don't have those kind of stories.
Oh, but you do. That's the thing. That isn't a fair statement at all. My affinity for these kind of experiences and kind of nights are because you showed them to me first and you had them first, you know? So you performing with Prince in huge stadiums, being on tour with him, being on, not on tour, but on stage with him, performing with George Clinton, performing with, I mean, even Ray Romano, huge comedian. Like, you've gotten to hobnob and hang out with the Hollywood elite for years. And it's really, really cool to have been there with you for some of those experiences, been at some of those parties, some of those events. But even better than seeing someone in the restaurant is being on stage with them and being backstage talking about the show. That's the really cool stuff you've got to do.
Wow. When you put it like that, I think to myself, I really am this age. I really am.
No,
you just started naming things. Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Michael,
how old am I?
Before we get you in any more trouble, we need to break. We must break right
okay,
now.
We
because
have to
otherwise,
break.
I'll,
right
we'll,
now, okay,
digging,
okay.
Digging the hole deeper, Michael. Dig the hole deeper.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Let's go on.
We'll be back in a moment. It is now 10:51 here at WCCO, and the Mom and Michael Hour is wrapping up this time. It has been such a blast with my son. And Michael, I wanted to ask you, you know, this is the time to really pay attention to the Supreme Court, because as they say in politics on USA Today, anything can happen. And so they did this article about what to watch for in the Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's hearing, which is this week. So, wow, man, she's 54. I've read a lot about her, and I'm just wondering if you're going to be watching or coming by the time you're off from work. Are you going to look and see how did it go this day and that day? I mean, are you into it?
Absolutely not. I find that whole situation to be so overly political and stressful and silly. Just put her through. What is the problem? She's wildly qualified. She's a great fit. Stop it. Put her through. It doesn't change the balance of the court at all. She's replacing a liberal. Put her through. Right. And people, you know, looking for reasons, and then Republicans that maybe supported her in the past who are like, well, I don't know. It's like the last guy and the last two people to get pushed through to the Supreme Court were challenging on multiple levels. Okay. Multiple levels, and yet somehow still got through. And here we are people are nitpicking, trying to find something to hang on to go, well, maybe let's look into that.
Oh, they have something to hang on. Oh yeah. She's black. That's it. That's what they're hanging on to. We can't have her on the court because she's black. That's
black.
It.
And it's like you could be an accused rapist and be on the court, and that's perfectly all right, but not be a black woman and get in the court. So I get that these hearings are theater, whether it's a person on either side of the aisle. It's always going to be a big show. People on both sides are going to try to take the person down because it's about control. I get that. But I think we're exhausted. This isn't normal politics. This isn't a normal year. You know, this is a couple of years of a pandemic. I don't have the patience and tolerance for that level of petty theatricality in politics anymore. I just want you to push us through, have a functioning court so that we can get back to avoiding World War III and avoiding, or rather preventing ourselves from getting whatever next wave is coming down the line. So in the meantime, I'll be out going to places, having fun, you know, distracting myself from the
reality of it all.
Truth of reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we're doing it. That's why I'm telling these stories, because it is a patent shift from the constant cycle of dread that is our country the past couple of years. We're going to live our life while we can, and hope and pray that this new administration can keep things in line better than they were before.
So how are things real quickly in L.A. as far as the budget? How are they, you know, complaining about money? Did they lose a lot of money because of COVID? Did they gain more money because of COVID?
We gained a lot of money because people shop like crazy all around the world, especially here in the U.S., and that boosted up our sales tax considerably. The price of homes are still through the roof. I mean, truly
astronomical. Through the roof. Yeah.
And as it is across the whole country, the job market is extraordinarily strong. I mean, the numbers keep going up. The unemployment keeps going down. The wages are going up, and they have been going up much faster during the pandemic, especially the latter year of the pandemic than they were prior, because there's more leverage for those who are job seeking at this time. So even after all the payments from the government stopped, people still have higher incomes to spend their money. So yes, inflation is egregiously high. The price of gas is egregiously high. And there's, you know, some fears around the market when it comes to what's happening with Putin and Ukraine. But our job market is fantastic, and people do have more resources to spend. So the states are doing well. They have more resources, but people are complaining here because, as you know, we have the highest homeless population in the U.S., and it is still out of control. Every single street, or rather, there are parts of almost every neighborhood in all of L.A. area, the whole thing, all the cities, that are completely covered with homeless encampments. I have them here. They're in Santa Monica. They're in all sorts of high-end areas, and they clear them out, and they come back. And so there's been this debate around, well, what do we do? And people are pissed at the mayor and the governor for not fixing it, because their nice areas now have the truth in front of them. And those who are advocates of the unhoused are saying, you can't just kick people around or force them to go to this kind of treatment or that kind of treatment. So that's really been, rather, it was top of mind in terms of what's being talked about here before Putin lost his mind and did the things he's done.
Well, now China is talking about Taiwan. They want to go after Taiwan just like he went after Ukraine. So, you know, I mean, we'll be hearing a whole lot more about that as well.
Of course. And I mean, in my opinion, that's what this was. I feel like this was Putin testing the waters of what China could do next. And that's why I think in part the Western world has come together so strongly, because they know this is the precursor to shifts around the world.
Wow. Amazing. And of course, the Dow Jones, you were talking about how great it is right now. 3475493. Okay, that's
the markets are just flying.
Well,
wait, really quick, I just want to circle back to you saying you haven't had the Hollywood experiences, and I mentioned earlier hanging out with Jane Fonda, actually you and Grandma, and
let's you have 30 seconds
with Cindy Lauper. You hanging out with Cindy Lauper for your birthday.
That's right. She threw a birthday party when I turned 50. Thank you for reminding me. Michael, I adore you. I love you. You take care. Tell Joy I said hi.
I will. All right. Bye.
Good night, everyone. It is now 10:51 here at WCCO, and the Mom and Michael Hour is wrapping up this time. It has been such a blast with my son. And Michael, I wanted to ask you, you know, this is the time to really pay attention to the Supreme Court, because as they say in politics on USA Today, anything can happen. And so they did this article about what to watch for in the Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's hearing, which is this week. So, wow, man, she's 54. I've read a lot about her, and I'm just wondering if you're going to be watching or coming by the time you're off from work. Are you going to look and see how did it go this day and that day? I mean, are you into it?
Absolutely not. I find that whole situation to be so overly political and stressful and silly. Just put her through. What is the problem? She's wildly qualified. She's a great fit. Stop it. Put her through. It doesn't change the balance of the court at all. She's replacing a liberal. Put her through. Right. And people, you know, looking for reasons, and the Republicans that maybe supported her in the past who were like, well, I don't know. It's like the last guy, the last two people to get pushed through to the Supreme Court were challenging on multiple levels, okay? Multiple levels, and yet somehow still got through. And here we are trying to, people are nitpicking, trying to find something to hang on, to go, well, maybe let's look into that.
Oh, they have something to hang on. Oh, yeah. She's black. That's it. That's what they're hanging on to. We can't have her in the court, on the court, because she's black.
That's black. And it's like you can be an accused rapist and be on the court, and that's perfectly all right, but not be a black woman and get in the court. So I get that these hearings are theater, whether it's a person on either side of the aisle. It's always going to be a big show. People on both sides are going to try to take the person down because it's about control. I get that. But I think we're exhausted. This isn't normal politics. This isn't a normal year. You know, this is a couple of years of a pandemic. No one. I don't have the patience and tolerance for that level of petty theatricality in politics anymore. I just want you to push us through, have a functioning court so that we can get back to avoiding World War III and avoiding, or rather preventing ourselves from getting whatever next wave is coming down the line. So in the meantime, I'll be out going to places, having fun, distracting myself from the
reality of it all.
Truth of reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we're doing it. That's why I'm telling these stories, because it is a patent shift from the constant cycle of dread that is our country the past couple of years. We're going to live our life while we can, and hope and pray that this new administration can keep things in line better than they were before.
So how are things real quickly in L.A. as far as the budget? How are they, you know, complaining about money? Did they lose a lot of money because of COVID? Did they gain more money because of COVID?
We gained a lot of money because people shop like crazy all around the world, especially here in the U.S., and that boosted up our sales tax considerably. The price of homes are still through the roof. I mean, truly
through the roof. Yeah.
And as it is across the whole country, the job market is extraordinarily strong. I mean, the numbers keep going up. The unemployment keeps going down. The wages are going up, and they have been going up much faster during the pandemic, especially the latter year of the pandemic than they were prior, because there's more leverage for those who are job seeking at this time. So even after all the payments from the government stopped, people still have higher incomes to spend their money. So, yes, inflation is egregiously high. The price of gas is egregiously high. And there's, you know, some fears around the market when it comes to what's happening with Putin and Ukraine. But our job market is fantastic, and people do have more resources to spend. So the states are doing well. They have more resources. But people are complaining here because, as you know, we have the highest homeless population in the U.S., and it is still out of control. Every single street, or rather, there are parts of almost every neighborhood in all of L.A. area, the whole thing, all the cities, that are completely covered with homeless encampments. I have them here. They're in Santa Monica. They're in all sorts of high-end areas, and they clear them out, and they come back. And so there's been this debate around, well, what do we do? And people are pissed at the mayor and the governor for not fixing it, because their nice areas now have the truth in front of them. And those who are advocates of the unhoused are saying, you can't just kick people around or force them to go to this kind of treatment or that kind of treatment. So that's really been, it was top of mind in terms of what's being talked about here before Putin lost his mind and did the things he's done.
Well, now China is talking about Taiwan. They want to go after Taiwan just like he went after Ukraine. So, we'll be hearing a whole lot more about that as well.
Of course. And I mean, in my opinion, that's what this was. I feel like this was Putin testing the waters of what China could do next. And that's why I think in part the Western world has come together so strongly, because they know this is the precursor to shifts around the world.
Wow. Amazing. And of course, the Dow Jones, you were talking about how great it is right now. 3475493. Okay, that's
the markets are great.
The markets are just flying.
Wait, really quick, I just want to circle back to you saying you haven't had the Hollywood experiences, and I mentioned earlier hanging out with Jane Fonda, actually you and Grandma, and
you have 30 seconds
with Cindy Lauper. You hanging out with Cindy Lauper for your birthday.
That's right. She threw a birthday party when I turned 50. Thank you for reminding me. Michael, I adore you. I love you.
Take care.
Tell Joy I said hi.
I will. All right. Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.